Yeah, over the moon. Really, really pleased for everyone connected with the club, the owner, directors, the players are now championship players, and I'm delighted that they've got the rewards for their effort and hard work, because they literally have given everything. As soon as they thought they were in with a sniff, they've given everything, done everything we've asked of them, really put their bodies on the line in every game, and now they've got the rewards. I'm really pleased for the fans that they've been able to share that journey with the players, because they can attach themselves to these players because they give everything, and I think they appreciate that, and they're obviously revelling in the success the same as the players now.
Yeah, I mean, it's been some turnaround. This is the fairy tale ending to it. The fact that you've gained promotion, it just sums up the sort of spirit that you've got amongst the players in that dressing room.
Yeah, great spirit and real good quality. So when you've got those two things, you know, that's been our success. And that's why they've got better and better, because they've begun to understand what it takes to win games and to be successful. And when sort of the finishing line's been in sight, every time there's been a challenge, they've responded and done really, really well. And yeah, he's the proudest punch of him. I don't think it'll sink in for them players what they've done. Maybe never ever, but as long as we can keep that hunger and they can keep that hunger in their careers, then they'll achieve the maximum amount they can. But when they look back, they'll really remember moments like this.
Yeah, I mean, you've been promoted as a player through the playoffs in the past. How does this compare as a manager?
Yeah, this is better. I can't really remember. I remember little bits about it, and I've tried to share it with the players in terms of how big it is and what it's going to be like now, what it's going to mean, and how special it is. And it's the best way to be promoted in the playoffs. And now they believe me, because now they're feeling it and experiencing it. But for me, I can't really remember that this is bigger, this is better. The fact that we've won twice at Wembley, the fact that, you know, sharing it, the amount of people I know in the crowd today would be unbelievable. And I know I'm lucky to be doing what I'm doing, standing there and representing my mates in the crowd.
And you mentioned the quality that you've got in the dressing room. That was on show with Adam Hamill's strike. What a goal that was.
Yeah, brilliant goal. Fitting of any occasion. He saves them up for Wembley, doesn't he? And he can be difficult to stop sometimes. But he plays his part in the team as well, so even if he's not producing moments of magic like that, assisting, scoring, he does his hard work off the ball, and he's one of 11 players who do that, so he's a valuable member of our team. And it's that selfless work rate from Adam Hamill, scores goals, that from someone, our top scorer, 1 to 11, that's what we expect, and now they're getting the rewards.
He said to us earlier that he hopes his future is at Barnsley. Is your future as the at Barnsley as the manager?
Hope so, yeah. And things like this are magical, do you know what I mean? And you have to appreciate them and use them and then use them to fuel you on and write what's next. And what's next is the championship. So, yeah, it's going to be some challenge.
Yeah, final question. Yeah, it is going to be exciting next season. The likes of Newcastle and Aston Villa coming down from the Premier League, and, you know, some big Yorkshire derbies with Sheffield Wednesday in there for the fans.
Yeah, and I've honestly not thought about it until doing these interviews, and these names and clubs keep getting mentioned. And yeah, there'll be some massive, massive games, some brilliant stadiums to be playing at, and hopefully some full houses at Oakwell where the lads are producing performances like that, because that's what it's going to take. The challenge is far greater than anyone expects at the minute, and we'll enjoy this, but then it's about trying to put a team together and keep a team together that's going to give everything.